Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. Oh, do I sound a little different? It's because I got a clown nose. It's 43 degrees right now, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. So glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. You've talked about getting a nose job, and you finally got one.
Yeah, you think it's an improvement?
I think it looks great.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. And, yeah, our very awesome guest in studio, who I haven't seen in ages.
It's been too long.
And Denise Cubbage, of course, is going to explain exactly why she has gifted me with this clown nose, which I'm going to take off now so I don't sound like I'm talking with my nose clipped. Hey, so good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Patty.
And
good
morning, Lucas. House.
I did. I brought you a house. I brought another house. You know that I love to bring props. You know, just cue some thoughts and conversation, and especially because this is the first time, really, that I'm able to come and share the story of the Ronald McDonald House here locally in my hometown. So I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm happy to be here with y'all today.
Denise is like family.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely.
Worked with her for so many years with the Anne Springs Close Greenway, which you're still in close contact with a lot
absolutely.
Of folks there.
I still love that greenway and all the folks there. I mean, I was there for 7 years, so it's a big part of who I am and where I raised my boys, and it's a big part of where I live. So.
And you were a big part of development in that area mm-hmm. because so many companies that chose to mm-hmm. live in South Carolina, York County, credited you, the Greenway, for that quality of life that they were looking mm-hmm. to provide their employees. So you are just a friend to everybody.
Well, and it's just exploded. So it's exciting to see what's happening there, and exciting to see more people coming to this area. So I'm just happy that we can be here, and I can live here and still, you know, work and benefit people around the whole Charlotte region. So
you're still improving the quality of life for those that have a child that's in the hospital in the Charlotte area. And that's the beautiful thing about the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
There's houses throughout the country. We're lucky to have one here in Charlotte. And you are a home away from home.
Exactly, Lucas. So we are home away from home for families with sick children, okay? So, you know, it's something that we can all relate to, having a sick child. But can you imagine just being uprooted and being placed in a town where you don't know anybody, you don't have your support network, you're not really sure where you're going to go, where you're going to stay. So we're that home away from home, you know, but it's more than just a roof over your head, a hot meal to eat. You know, we are a hospitable place. We have volunteers who are welcoming. And, you know, these families are going through some of the toughest times in their lives, and they're making critical decisions about the care of their children. And we want to make sure they don't have to think about, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to eat? You know, how am I going to take care of those basic needs? And oftentimes, people do not want to leave bedside. So we are just minutes away from both of our healthcare provider partners, which is both Levine Children's Hospital and Hemby Children's Hospital. So people can be right back at their children's bedside, you know, within minutes. And, you know, we have had over 5,000 families who have called the Ronald McDonald House their home just in the last 10 years. Mm. So, and something that people don't even realize is that to stay in the Ronald McDonald House, you can't live in Mecklenburg County. So we are serving all of the surrounding counties. And in fact, we have a lot of international families, people from around the country who come, because we have, unfortunately, we have incredible, wonderful experts in medical care for children in this area. We're so fortunate. And people seek us out. And more we're seeing that people coming to our region to get the best care for their kids, because we know we will do whatever we have to do for our kids, right?
You find a way. You find a way. And your point about, you know, when you are the parents mm-hmm. of a sick child, there still is a mortgage to pay. There are expenses. There's a lot of responsibility to be a parent. And there's, if you know an area that can provide your child with what they need medically, you're going to find a way. But it is so awesome how the Ronald McDonald Homes serve to fill the need so that parents can fully focus on the health and well-being of their child.
Right. Our house is incredible. It's 35,000 square feet. We have 28 family rooms with private baths. But you walk in, and you can almost see families just relax as soon as they walk in. It's a respite, you know, that they can come. You know, their schedules are crazy, right? So it's just like everything that you want in your home, we have in our home. And we want those families to be able to come in. And sometimes if they're just even grabbing a quick nap and they're grabbing a snack and taking it out the door because they're going right back to the hospital. We also have some of the children who actually stay in the house as well because they may be in treatment. You know, neuroblastoma is one of our top diagnoses that we see in the house right now. Preemie babies is another one, a big one. You know, we've actually served since we opened about 350 families just in York, Lancaster, and Chester County, this Tri-County area. And their average stay is about 23 nights in that. So you think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time to be away from home.
No.
And think about if you had to pay for a hotel room.
Exactly.
For that
no, it wouldn't even be in the budget.
Because this is free, correct?
It's free. Yes.
How does it work, though? Okay, so it's 35,000 square feet.
Yes.
So it's one big house.
It's a big house.
That has how many rooms?
28 guest rooms.
So how do those in need connect with you?
That's a good question because we're not like a hotel that people can just come up and say, hey, do you have a room for the night? So we work with the social workers at the hospital so that they identify those families that are in the greatest need. Mm-hmm. And so those referrals come from the social workers. They come to us. And then we work with those families to get them placed as quickly as possible and help them stay connected, you know, with the hospital, with their care teams. So it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it runs like a well-oiled machine, which I can take no credit for. It was doing that before I got there. It's an incredible place filled with people who are giving. And when you think about what people are going through and that they're super stressed, you know, even with COVID, you know, because their problems exist outside of COVID. They had issues, you know, before, you know, so of course COVID hasn't made this any easier, but at the same time, you know, there is so much hope and love that and joy that these families still have. And one of the most beautiful things that I love to see is that how people connect and how they create a support network within the house, because you can be from China and you can be from Chester, but you have a sick child and all of a sudden there's something that unites you.
Absolutely.
And something that you share. And there's that common experience and that's what you don't get, even if you could afford a hotel room, right? You can't get those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And we have people. We have doctors and lawyers and people from all different levels of socioeconomic backgrounds that they choose to stay in the house because it's the things that they get that, you know, you can't get anywhere else.
It's that human connection. And everybody's at a different place on their journey.
Right.
So someone that is just about to finish can be so helpful to someone who is just starting, that is so afraid, fearful. So that is such an awesome thing to, you know, picture. The fact that everybody, no matter your color, no matter your income, can be a source of community during such a time.
And we see it. And I mean, we have some families, unfortunately, they're back, you know, every few months and, you know, they keep up, they stay connected and they update us sometimes. Hey, we're talking to this family and this is what they're doing right now. So, and it's, I mean, it really is an incredible experience. And I just pinch myself and, you know, because we know we're all, cross my fingers every time I say this, we're one phone call away from, being in a similar situation. And it's, I just am so grateful when I see these families come in and the check-in processes, they're stressed, especially if they've never stayed there, they're not sure what to expect. And then they just, you know, are what? You have a hot meal every night? What? You have breakfast in the morning? What? This room? And this, so it's, and all of a sudden you can see a little bit, you know, peel away, and they really can let themselves unwind and recharge, which is exactly what they need.
I think you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
No kidding.
Because you've got that warmth and just hospitality and ability to articulate and kind of put a perspective on things. So we're so proud of you. How can we help?
Yeah, I was going to say, so Denise Cubbage is the CEO for the Ronald McDonald House of Charlotte. We've got just a couple of seconds left. How do folks continue to help the Ronald McDonald House? Because it is free for folks to stay there.
Yes.
But obviously, money does not grow on trees.
That's right.
But
that's
how can we continue to help you guys? What do you all need?
So if you visit our website, which is rmhofcharlotte.org, you can find several ways to help. So, of course, money is always something that you laugh, Lucas, but, you know, you just got to say that because,
I know, put it
you
out
know,
there.
You think about what it costs you to run your house, and we are doing that for family, so money. But there's also some incredible ways to help. We have wish list items because you think about the things that are in your pantry, that are in, you know, that it takes to clean your house. We have an incredible wish list. You can do it through Amazon. We make it easy, or you can drop it off. You can also collect pop tabs, which I have the little pop tab carrier here, which is a program where we recycle pop tabs for money, which is a great way to get kids involved in philanthropy. But also, we have a couple of things that are coming up. We've got a Sport a Shirt campaign, which is it's a Sport a Shirt Share a Night. It's a region-wide campaign. It's a T-shirt. It sounds simple, right? Like a T-shirt. I like to say it's like getting the shirt without having to run the race. You don't have to be as dynamic as Lucas and run all the races to get this incredible shirt. So
y'all are the runners. But that sounds like something.
But we sell sponsors for the back of the shirts, and then we sell T-shirts. This little T-shirt program has raised as much as $130,000 for us in a year. So, and we do a common wear day, which is fun. So everybody wears their shirts, a lot of social media. We just released the design this year. We've been doing this project for since 2006, even before the house started. But that's a fun, you know, very grassroots way. You know, you can start a team. You can be a captain. Patty, you could be a team captain here for WRHI. Get everybody to get shirts.
This is why she's good.
She is good
at what she does.
And that Sport a Shirt Share a Night, the shirt's only
$15? $15.
My gosh.
And you don't have to run, Lucas.
I know.
This is one you can just get the shirt.
Well, I appreciate it. For $15, and that is a steal for a T-shirt because sometimes they are up in price. They look great, and you can wear it on Friday, April the 30th.
April the 30th.
Show your solidarity. Be involved and help the folks at the Ronald McDonald House of Charlotte. It says it costs $142 per night to host a family.
That's right.
So $15 is just a drop in the bucket for everyone involved. Denise Cubbage is the CEO for the Ronald McDonald House of Charlotte. You can see why she's a member of our close family here. And we just love you. And as Patty said it best, you are in the right place.
Oh, thank
and good
you.
Luck with everything. And get plugged in. And thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you. Good to
Absolutely.
See you
Absolutely. Good
thank
to see you, too.